Still to come, Dave and I find out if a chocolate teapot really can be used to brew tea, or just to make a mess, and Sarah Castor-Perry will be joining us to take on some of your science questions. But for now, most people have heard the claim that female hormones leaking into rivers through poor sewage treatment can cause male fish to switch sex. But does this actually make a big difference to their populations? Researchers from the University of New Brunswick in Canada have shown that adding female hormones to a lake over a period of 3 years does have a dramatic effect on the fish population, but there was also, they say, a very pronounced and unappreciated twist in this tale. Chris caught up with Karen Kidd, who ran the study.
What we did was a whole lake experiment at the Experimental Lakes area in northwestern Ontario. We took the estrogen that's used in birth control pills and added it to the lake for several summers. And the reason that we did this study is because there was quite a bit of evidence coming out of the UK in the 1990s showing that male fish living downstream of municipal wastewater outfalls were becoming feminized. And so what I mean when I say feminized is that these males were starting to produce egg proteins, and in the more severe cases, they were developing eggs. And several follow-up studies had actually started to link this feminization in wild males to the presence of estrogens that women excrete naturally, or the synthetic estrogen that women excrete when they're taking the birth control pill.
So if you were already aware of that data, what were you hoping to learn by doing it in a sealed lake?
Well, the big question that we wanted to answer with our study was so what does it mean for the fish populations to have feminized males? So can these males still successfully reproduce, or are we going to see a decline in their numbers?
And when you did this, what was the outcome of putting the estrogen in the water?
Well, right away, the males started to respond as we expected they would. So they started to produce egg proteins, and one species of fish the males started to develop eggs after the first summer. And so these kinds of feminization responses weren't surprising to us. In the second summer of additions, though, we had quite a surprising response in that the fathead minnow, this is a very common and short-lived species in North America, it stopped reproducing, and that led to a collapse in the fish population.
So these fish don't live very long, which is why if they stop reproducing, their numbers are going to fall dramatically and quite quick. But what about if you look at fish that live much longer?
Well, we looked at another longer-lived minnow species, the pearl dace, and their numbers did decline, but they didn't decline quite as rapidly or as dramatically as for the fathead minnow. So that was telling us that, yes, the characteristics of the fish, the life histories of the fish, really affect how sensitive it is to these estrogens. So the ones that only reproduce once and then die off seem to be much more sensitive to estrogens than the ones that are longer lived and that reproduce several times over their life cycle. And what we also saw in our study that was quite a surprise was the impacts that the estrogen had on the longest lived fish, the lake trout. And it seems that the lake trout weren't affected by the estrogens directly, but their numbers dropped in the third year of our study because they lost their food supply. So when the fathead minnow population collapsed, the lake trout lost some of its prey, and that in turn led to a drop in their numbers. So this was pretty sobering to us because it showed that estrogens can affect fish populations directly and indirectly through the food chain.
So in other words, by having a previously unrealized impact, by knocking down the populations and taking away a food supply, your estrogen is also affecting the fish in another way.
That's right. It's an indirect effect of this input of estrogens into our environment that we didn't expect to see in our whole lake experiment.
I guess the key question is, I mean, we know that we're contaminating water downstream of sewage works and things, but if we were to clean up our act tomorrow, how long would the repercussions last for?
Well, I think in our case, we saw the fathead minnow population recover in 3 summers. And so it does suggest that they can recover quite quickly. And certainly that's at the population level, but when you look at things like the egg protein production or the development of eggs, those kinds of responses in males would go away very rapidly after you remove the estrogen from the system.
Of course, the other possibility is that we just tell women they're not allowed to take the pill anymore.
That's right. I've had that question before. So does this mean we should ban the use of the birth control pill? And the answer to that is no. We know 100 million women worldwide rely on the birth control pill. And the answer really is in better wastewater treatment and making sure that the wastewater is treated at least with secondary treatment.
And that secondary treatment can remove those hormones relatively easily, and they also tend to disappear from the environment in a matter of days once the supply is shut off. So it's not all bad news. That was Karen Kidd from the University of New Brunswick in Canada talking to Chris.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.